The water level did start to fall, and the fuel rods were exposed above the water. This situation did continue for a while.
A top Japanese official said the fuel rods in all three of the most troubled reactors at the site appeared to be melting. Earlier today, an explosion tore through a building housing one of the reactors. But officials say that explosion may have actually reduced pressure that was building inside the reactor. And they're most concerned with the problems at a different reactor, Unit 2. The other two, they say, are somewhat stabilized. Some radioactivity is being released. 17 U.S. military personnel involved in helicopter relief missions have been exposed to low levels of radiation upon returning to the USS Ronald Reagan. It's an aircraft carrier about 100 miles offshore. This is Commander Jeff Davis, a spokesperson for the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet.
It was higher than what you'd normally get, because it was over the course of a few hours flying an aircraft what they would have gotten over a month, but still very, very low dose and nothing that is harmful to health or safety. We're going to be watching very carefully the direction of the wind and ensuring that from this point on we keep our ships and our aircraft out of the path of the wind coming from that plant.